Yo, 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 what up? E-Money back up in here with the E-Cast. Just want to bring it back in 2019, see what I can do with it. And only because it came up yesterday and today, yesterday with Ben Watson writing his tweet to Roger Goodell. And then today, seeing the fine for Roby Coleman or whatever his name is. And then also seeing the Louisiana senator taking the issue to court, I think I want to drop a top five list of who that to blame for the Saints L that they took in the NFC Championship game. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Number five, special teams. Special teams, I feel, played a major part in the Saints getting the L, because when it was 13-0, we had the Rams 4th and 5 in the Rams territory, I think on the 30, and we allowed them to convert a fake punt and get the first down. That was all on special teams, because we should have known that Sean McVay was going to probably try and be aggressive at some point and take a risk and go for it, just like we did the week before when it was 4th down, when we were down 14-0. So special teams is definitely coming in at number 5 to blame for the Saints getting that L. Let's go ahead and move on to number 4. Number 4. The number 4 thing on the list of the Saints taking the L, I believe, is Drew Brees. I'm going to put it on Drew Brees at number 4 because Drew Brees flat out choked in an important part of the game in overtime. He just threw the ball up. I feel like even in the 4th quarter, when it was 20-20 and we were driving, after he completed the 43-yard pass to Ted Ginn Jr., nice pass, but then again, better catch than it was a pass, because it probably should have been picked off. But albeit, Ted Ginn Jr. caught the ball, made Drew Brees look real nice, and Drew Brees took a chance and threw it down the field. So then on 1st down, I don't know what the call was. I'll kind of get into that a little bit later up on the list. But Drew Brees has to be smart enough and savvy enough to make that audible and turn that slant pass that was trying to be completed to Michael Thomas into a run. You got to hand that ball off, whether it's a fly sweep to Lewis or whether it's a handoff to Ingram or Kamara. You got to hand that ball off, man, to keep the clock going. So definitely Drew Brees comes in at number 4 because I think he did make some errant throws throughout the game. He was definitely outplayed by Jared Goff. Jared Goff had a pretty good game, all in all. He stayed poised. He brought the team back, and they pulled it off. So Drew Brees is number 4 on my list. Let's go to number 3. Number 3 on my list, I have to say the refs. I mean, I can't make a top 5 list without including the refs, but hey, they fall to number 3 because I don't feel like they were the sole reason why the Saints took a nail. I'll go with the refs because the refereeing throughout the whole game was pretty bad. They missed calls on the Rams. They missed calls on us. They missed the most egregious call in the 4th quarter. With about 1:41 left when Roby Coleman took out Lewis before the ball got there. And yeah, I think that's funny as hell what Roby Coleman put on IG, I think it was, about, yeah, I smacked that boy. I put him on a Waffle House skillet or something. Like, yeah, that's pretty funny. But whatever, cuz. Anyway, so yeah. The refs definitely come in at number 3 on this because they were pretty horrible. And I heard today that the guy got fined. So, hey, it is what it is. All we can do is get ready for next season and look to make another run. So let's go ahead and go to number 2. Number 2, Sean Payton. is on the list. Sean Payton, I feel, was not himself. He didn't play call according to Sean Payton ways. It seemed like he got a little cute, as they like to say, and he just all in all was off on a few things. Just like he caught a pass play on that first down on the last series when we kicked the field goal to take the lead 23-20. You can't call a play. You can't call a pass play on first down in that position. You got to keep the clock going. You see, the Rams had already called timeout because we got the long 43-yard pass. First down, you got to run the ball. I understand that he wanted to try and get Michael Thomas involved because Michael Thomas hadn't been a factor all game. But if you run the ball, Michael Thomas has a whole nother game to get involved in, which is called a Super Bowl at that point. Because if we had to run it, then the Rams would have called a timeout. Then it would have went to second down, run it again. Another timeout, that's it for timeouts. No more timeouts. Now we can run it one more time and run the time down as far as we can, kick the field goal if we don't get the touchdown, and hopefully win the game. So Sean Payton comes in at number two because I just don't think he was his self. Also, I want to say that I say Sean Payton wasn't himself because one of those red zone field goals should have been converted into a touchdown. He should have went for it, mainly, I believe, on the 4th and 4 after we got the interception on Jared Goff, and we couldn't punch it in, and it was 4th and 4. He definitely should have went for it. Worst case scenario, we wouldn't have gotten it, but the defense at that point was showing up and stopping the Rams. So all signs pointed to Sean Payton going for it at that point and being himself. So he just wasn't himself that day, and it's just he's gonna have to have a good offseason, come back, and let's make another run. Anyway, let me get a drum roll for the number one. Number one on my list of who that to blame for them Saints taking that L: the defense. I blame the defense because we had them down 13-0. Then they kind of switched the momentum a little bit with that fake punt. Came 13-3. They drove it down. But skipping all the way on to when it was 20-20, we got the field goal, went up 23-20. Now, during that drive, the defense was on the sideline, so it wasn't like that was a 3-and-out and the defense had to immediately come back out on the field. No, the defense was over there resting. And when we went up 23-20, the defense should have showed up and stopped the Rams and made them use all their timeouts, or the rest of their timeouts, because they only had one left, I believe. And the defense softened up at the wrong time. We let them drive. We let them get in field goal range. And we know that Greg the Leg can boot it. And he proved that on that day. So, yeah, I believe the defense was way too soft. I think Kansas City had the right idea when they fired their defensive coordinator, because if you ask me, I would say fire Dennis Allen. I don't think that he's a elite defensive coordinator, but if we keep him, he had the defense looking pretty decent. Hopefully in the offseason he can make some tweaks. Maybe we can acquire a linebacker or two. Maybe Tao will get healthy or something. But he definitely has to do something with the defense. And I feel like definitely, like I say, if they get rid of Dennis Allen, then, hey, it is what it is. If not, then it's all good. Hopefully he gets on the grind, because he didn't win his matchup. And it wasn't that Sean Payton got outcoached by Sean McVay, because they didn't actually go up against each other. Sean McVay won his matchup against Dennis Allen, for sure. Outmaneuvered him and everything. Actually, on that last drive when it was 23-20, the defense was so damn soft that Robert Woods had a slant route that if Jared Goff had hit him perfectly, he probably would have ran it into the end zone. That's just how soft the damn defense was. So Sean Payton lost his matchup against Wade Phillips, which I say is another reason why I thought that Sean Payton just wasn't himself. But hey, those are my top five things. Like I said, number five, special teams, didn't show up. Number four, Drew Brees. He wasn't his Hall of Fame self. Number three, the refs. They were shitty. Number two, Sean Payton. Just wasn't his self in the play calling and taking the risk like he was supposed to or like he normally does. And number one overall, I feel the defense was the main reason for the Saints taking that L last Sunday. Now, all my Saints fans, all of y'all, I think I do us justice when I say we've moved on and it's done with. I don't want to hear anybody talking about the lawsuits. The dude got fined. That's all the admittance I need right there. I don't need Roger Goodell to say nothing. I'm good. It's all gravy. It happened. We all know it happened. The Rams know it happened. We got hosed. But hey, we still had an opportunity to win the game. We should have won it in regulation and not allowed it to go to overtime. But things happen and it doesn't play out that way. So to all my Saints fans, hey, let's just get ready. Let's go ahead and enjoy this Super Bowl in the sense of watching football. And, hey, let's get ready to make another run for next season because, hey, we coming back for sure. Y'all have a blessed evening.